From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turkey begins airstrikes. Turkey has carried out more airstrikes against Kurdish rebels, the prime minister's office said Wednesday. The airstrikes targeted six Kurdistan Workers Party, PKK, locations in southeastern Turkey and in northern Iraq. The statement also said authorities had detained more than 1,300 people inside Turkey in raids against suspected members of the PKK, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Meanwhile, Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over delayed sales of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe into Britain since the beginning of the year. This includes 1,500 overnight on Tuesday alone. Confrontations between migrants and police are causing tunnel closures and travel delays. British Home Secretary Theresa May says her government will put up an additional $10.8 million to help France secure the Eurotunnel site, but that more needs to be done.
That means working together to be able to return migrants to West Africa and other parts of Africa, and it means working together and with others to break the criminal gangs, the people smugglers who are making a profit out of human misery.
As many as 10,000 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and beyond are living in squalid camps in and near Calais. Prime Minister David Cameron has rebuffed attempts by other European leaders forcing Britain to take some of the refugees. You are listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Energy